listening to www.peoplesinternetradio.com, seeking solutions.
You are all about to get on this record. Getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Prince.
Well, good day, gators and grannies, boys and girls, and you ladies and gentlemen, to this Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia, broadcasting through the facilities of People's Internet Radio and being simulcast on ShakenWakeRadio.com. Welcome to the show. We are viewer-supported stations, folks, so I always start my shows off with a little plug for the stations. If you can afford any kind of donation towards them, I know they would much, much appreciate it. There's lots of work that goes on behind that people never get paid for, but we're not here to get paid. We're here to spread the word. So if you feel like what's going on, please try and reach into your pocket a little bit. And that being said, thanks to Steve for producing my shows, because I always forget at the end. Couldn't do this without you, Steve. Thanks a lot. And, of course, I'm joined by a very good friend of mine today, a gentleman I've got to talk with for probably 7, 8, I don't know how many years now. I've lost track. But, Roger, welcome back to the show. And I know we talked before the show started, and there's a couple things I asked you to do, so let's start off with that. Always good to have you back, my friend.
It's always good to be here. Okay, so what did you ask me to do? Hold on a second. Here we go. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was
that's at the end of the show, Roger. Come on, we don't want to scare him away yet, buddy. Come on.
All right. Look, let's start this all off by something that most people don't think is connected to everything we see. The turmoil going on around us, the stuff we're neck deep in, okay? All of us. Doesn't matter who you are unless you're an elite. Let's talk about something that nobody would plug in, or very, very, very few, into this equation, but it has a significant part in what we are seeing and what we are, I don't know, having to deal with on a day-to-day basis today, and that's 5G. Let me tell you a little bit about 5G, okay? 5G, even though you were locked down and locked out, 5G continued its build-out. And in some cases, they used military personnel to do the build-out. This is going to be completed. We're looking at the beginning of a technocracy being built all around us. This is not a joke. I call it a corporatocracy. All right. And one of the mechanisms that will help them to keep a massive population in line is 5G. And you ask me, but Roger, how can that possibly be? And I'm going to tell you. Let's talk about 5G. What is it? 5G is microwave frequency. Let's talk about that for a second. Because I've actually said most of what I'm about to say on this show, but it was a considerable time ago, 5, 6, 7 months ago. I want you to try something, and actually I don't, because most of you probably have done this by accident. You're going to know exactly where I'm going. I want you to take an aluminum, steel, I don't care what it is, as long as it's metal. I want you to put it in a microwave, and I want you to shut the door and turn it on. And you can look as your microwave tries to destroy itself and all hell breaks loose inside of it. That is what I'm telling you about. And now you're saying, well, okay, what's 5G and metal got to do with me? Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's chemtrails. Or, as we've been conditioned to call it, because chemtrails is supposedly not a scientific enough name, geoengineering. A massive majority of what falls from the sky, what is being sprayed up there, And let's face it, they spray it way up, in most cases up around 30, 40,000 feet. It takes a long time to come down because most of the particulates in it are nano-sized. And they consist of a vast majority of what comes down is nano-sized particles or very small particles of aluminum. Now, when you ask them, why are you spraying aluminum into my skies? Back when everybody believed that global warming was the truth, they would tell you things like, because if we spray this high in the atmosphere, it's got a very long hang time, even though anything in a gravity well has to settle. But it has a very long hang time, and it reflects sunlight and cools the planet. Now, if you consider that global warming has been proven to be a hoax over and over again, there has to be another reason for spraying this much aluminum globally. And I mean globally. Each and every one of us breathes this in on a daily basis. And when Alzheimer's patients have had brain cross sections done after they have passed away, what they have found almost to the individual is an inordinately large amount of aluminum in the brain. Now, you and I are adults. We have what's called a blood-to-brain barrier, so we don't have to worry about it, right? Not. Because a vast majority of us, especially in North America, drink fluoridated water. And what does fluoride do? Fluoride opens the blood-to-brain barrier and allows metals such as mercury and aluminum into your brain. Now, that's extremely neurotoxic, aluminum. It literally slaughters brain cells, just like mercury does in your vaccines. Okay, literally slaughters brain cells. But that's not the worst of it. Where the hell does 5G come into all of this? Roger, you've been sitting there pacing. What? Where does 5G fit? I'm going to tell you. Okay, remember the fork? The metal fork you put in a damn microwave and shut the door and turned it on? Okay, 5G is not a pulsed an expanding wave. It's not. It's a pulsed beam. It is a beam. Not an expanding wave, which means with multiple, and there's supposed to be tens of thousands of them on all these buildings in all of these cities, and you see them going up everywhere, your schools, your hospitals, everywhere. These individual antennas can be ganged together electronically to form what's called a phased array. And from that, you equate a steerable beam. Now, I've got an individual walking around who you can literally identify by his cell phone. You know where he is. You know what he, you know, he's walking in a crowd. He's out in the middle of 21st Street and Vine. Whatever. You know this. You also have the ability to steer a 5G beam. You also have an individual, and we all have it. You also have an individual with a very high level of aluminum in his brain. It takes a focus of that beam less than a minute to raise the temperature of the brain a few degrees to the point where it literally shuts down. Then you shut the beam off, and within 30 seconds, the brain, 30, maybe 60 at the most, the brain is back to normal temperature. There is absolutely no way to prove what killed this individual. Now, why the hell, when you're in the middle of a major global scamdemic, pandemic, why would you continue to do a 5G build out if that pandemic is real? The soldiers and the techs that are doing the build out, aren't they just as much in danger as any civilian that would have been doing that job? So why is 5G being built out, even though there is a global pushback against this, an absolute proof that these microwave frequencies will harm us? That's without the aluminum. That's without the steerable beam. That's just 5G. Cancer in areas where the 5G build out has already been launched, cancer rates, especially in the vicinity of those antennas, is skyrocketing. This is not a joke. There are peer-reviewed papers showing this. So again, why the massive push to do it? If you could control every individual on the planet via a mechanism of technology like 5G, wouldn't you? And what the hell have they been doing? They've been selling it to us as the best thing humanity can ever ever have. Now, let's put this into context with everything else. What does 5G have to do with COVID-19? What does 5G have to do with lockdowns? What is 5G? Okay, I'm going to tell you. Take a look, and Barry, you've heard me say this on your show before, but I want to revisit it so people can actually do this. I want you to go to the internet when you get a chance, and I want you to look up, and they have them, a map showing the highest concentration of COVID-19 mortality. What cities? Where on the planet? The next thing I want you to do is I want you to look up a map of 5G cities planet-wide where the 5G build-out has actually been completed. What you're going to find out is probably going to make you go, really? All right. So 5G, microwave frequencies, especially if you're continuously fed these frequencies or exposed to them, they can do things that – let me put it to you this way. What would happen to most individuals would mimic a very bad case of the flu. Are you listening? None of this is bullcrap. Nothing I said to you can I prove. I cannot prove any of this. But I spent 30 years of my life working in technology. We have this stuff in our brains. Not a joke. Peer-reviewed science. I told you about the cross-sections of the brain. That's all fact. So if I can tell you about this and everything I explain to you is an absolute fact scientifically and those capabilities exist, it's nothing that has to be, I don't know, designed and built. This is what we're looking at. Now, we're talking about a lockdown, right? A second wave. We're talking about a lockdown. Again, let's take a look at the areas that are hardest hit. And let's take a look at the propagation and the bringing online of 5G nodes. What we're looking at right here is everything here is pushing together. All of the things that we have been led to be so scared of, all of the curtains Toto has pulled back over the last 6 to 8 months, they're all connected. Each and every one of them is a component in the biggest move, the most massive tyranny against humanity ever. Not a joke, not a guess, a fact. Now, am I telling you they're going to attack us with 5G? I can't prove that. Can I tell you that everything I explained to you is old technology? The only thing that's new is the satellite supposedly they put up there to transmit 5G. Mm. That's it. Everything else I explained to you has been around for a long time. All of this works together. Now, let me ask you a question. Who do you think would have been and who do you think realizes, I'm not saying all of this, but a good chunk of it. As a matter of fact, his understanding is probably bigly compared to most others. Yes, I said that intentionally. This guy has already kicked what? He's already kicked the military-industrial complex in the gut by telling him we're bringing our soldiers home from useless wars in the Middle East. He's already kicked Big Pharma in the guts by telling the world that hydroxychloroquine works. How did he know? He used it. All right? He kicked the Federal Reserve in the gut by telling the people, if they continue to do what they're doing, we will find ways to do things without them. Okay. What we're talking about is the three largest corporate cabals on the entire planet. Is Trump seeing the connections that I'm explaining to you? I'm not sure that he would go as deep into what most people would call a conspiracy theory, but I would tell you for absolute sure that if he retains office, which there's still a very good chance he will, but if he retains office, that you are going to see a massive cleanup. Now, how do I know this? Well, he's got the Secretary of Defense that shut off the defense updates or briefings to the Biden presidential team. Okay? They said, no, we're not going to do this until like after New Year's. And they said to the country that this was done in conjunction with the Biden campaign who had agreed to a two-week break for the holidays, so on and so forth. This is what the U.S. government said. The Biden team turned around and said, we didn't say that. We didn't agree to that. So right now, Biden's team, they're not getting any updates. Why aren't they getting updates? Gee, Barry, why do you think they're not giving this guy updates?
Well, of course, because of what's going on behind the scenes and legitimacy of his claim as being elected president. We know that, Roger. And a lot of this is being exposed. I got a couple questions, though, about Donald Trump. Why is he pushing 5G so hard if this information is out there? And I believe he is pushing it pretty hard. Why would he push that hard knowing that there could possibly be major health detrimental health benefits to a human? There has been no long-term studies yet. We're allowing this to roll out. What's going on there? Can you clarify that for me a little bit?
Actually, I could dig the hole a whole lot deeper with one more comment. Okay. Why is he pushing vaccines so hard, especially a vaccine we know is an absolute risk? It's a crapshoot.
It is.
We can go into that in a little bit more detail after the fact. But you're asking me, why is he pushing 5G? I'm going to ask you, why is he pushing vaccines? Look, as we have discussed many times in the past, is Trump perfect? Oh, no. Is Trump obligated? Oh, yes. Who bailed Trump's corporation out twice when it went bankrupt? Mm-hmm. Gee, that would be the Rothschilds. Okay, listen to me. Trump is not the boogeyman, but he's also not pure as the driven snow. It just isn't so. He wouldn't be where he is today if he didn't owe something to somebody. You do not become president in the United States by owing nobody nothing. This entire mechanism of state here is so freaking screwed up that if you ain't owned, you don't get there. What I'm trying to tell people is, what is the difference? The difference between a Biden or a Trump second term. What is the difference? The difference here is this. We know damn right well, when Trump gets back in or gets reelected, not back in office, he is in office. When he gets reelected officially, going forward, China's still going to be called to task. Going forward, we're still going to have borders that are controlled. Going forward, you put Joe in there. Is there anybody in this audience? Raise your hand, because I want to see where the idiots are. Okay? Is there anybody in this audience who doesn't believe wholeheartedly that when Biden gets in, this guy is – there's an actual recording of him saying, oh, don't worry about it. When I become president, I don't have to do anything. They're going to take care of everything for me. Yes. This guy is a moron. Okay? He's an absolute moron. Barry, tell me where I got that wrong.
Okay? Well, you're absolutely correct. And I, you know, Roger, I sit and I think about this a lot. You know, I have to sit on the fence to say that I don't like what Trump is doing right now, how he's exposing everything, what is going on right now with the election. Well, to me, it's really not about Donald Trump right now at this point. It's about the Constitution of the United States. It's about right or wrong. Whether he turns out to be a player down the road, Roger, I don't know. But I'm going to sit on the fence as far as that goes. But right now, whether you like him or hate him, who else is going to stop this madness going on in our world? Sure, you know, I put those questions to you because those are two questions that really nag me constantly.
But hold on, I'm not done.
Okay, well, I'll let you talk. I do get to say a few things during the course of my hour. You know, this is good. I appreciate that. But, yeah, you go ahead and elaborate on that, Roger.
as far as what Trump is doing, let me go somewhere I've been before, and everybody will immediately go, oh, yeah. All right, look, Trump has an ego the size of the Matterhorn. Trump has an ego the size of Mount Everest. Trump has an ego the size of Jupiter. Okay, need I go on? Trump intently wants to go down in history as a president that made a major difference. There are some presidents, we don't even know their names. There are some presidents that are so obscure. Why? Because they didn't do anything to stand out. Their place in history is merely in a book when you're looking between the two presidents you do know, like maybe Lincoln and Wilson. Who came in between? Most people couldn't tell you on a bet. What Trump wants is when he dies, and he's not a young man, when he dies, he wants to know for an absolute fact that for 1,000 years or at least 500 years into the future, people are going to be saying America's still America because Trump. This is what is happening. This is a guy, is he bought and paid for? To some extent, they all are, or they wouldn't be there. God, I hate to say that over and over again, but it's a fact. But his ego is what trumps Trump. This guy wants to be the biggest, baddest, best president in modern history, and he needs to make a mark, and it has to be a big mark. This guy is doing things that if his name was Kennedy, he would have been dead a long time ago. This guy is doing things for America, and I don't think it's because he's the perfect patriot. I think it's because he's got the biggest ego on the planet, but that's working for us. And going forward, up until the day they tell me, don't even try anymore because it's not going to help, it's a done deal. Until that day comes, I'm going to sit at his dinner table shoveling his plate full of ego every single time it starts to get low. Right now, if I got to pick between Biden and Trump, you pick Biden, say hello to a technocracy, and if you ever thought you lived in a democratic society, forget about it. If Trump gets back in, at least we may have some time to prepare better, because right now there's so many Americans waking up and they're in shock. They're not prepared. We need Trump back in office for 4 more years, because when his second term is up, they will literally come gunning for all of us, because the elites will be so pissed that for 8 years they haven't been able to advance the plan that, hey, Obama and Clinton was supposed to seal the deal on.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about waking up, that's happening in Canada, Roger, because we talked for a minute before we went on air about what was videoed 2 days ago with the Calgary police. And is absolutely outrageous. But what they've done in Canada is they've really kind of shot themselves in the foot, because that video was at 1.2 million views yesterday, and it's up to, I think, 1.8 million views. Canadians across the country are absolutely outraged, because they really aren't getting the exposure to the levels of brutality that we're seeing in Canadian police forces. But this was really kind of a wake-up for people across Canada. We had another example of that this week, where a guy was absolutely mauled by security guards in a mall in Newmarket, and it was totally, totally unjustified. The good thing for that boy is that they've retained one of the best civil lawyers in Canada, and that mall is going to be paying this guy a lot of money for what they did to him. And that's what's happening now, Roger. You know, what we're seeing in Canada, even though our judicial system is corrupt, we know that. We still do have laws that we can make them abide by. And we're going to see a whole pile of people on Monday go file charges against the Calgary police, because we have no other options available to us, period. We don't. They're not listening to the public. They're not listening to the people. What other option do we have at this point outside of civil war? And we don't want to go there. But I'm just telling you, a few things going on to Canada are mirroring exactly what we see going on in the rest of the world right now. Same agenda with a different snake. Same snake with a different head.
Let's plug another component in here, because I'm the guy to keep saying you've got to step back and look at the entire picture to see how these dots are connected. This, the one I'm about to bring up, involves the Dominion voting machines, involves corruption, involves pay for play, involves a standing U.S. elected official dealing underhandedly with nations that we consider to be not our friends. All of this is called China. And China is where this was supposed to have come from. That's another whole show. But if you stop to consider, there are literally, I mean, if you go to California, if you go to, I believe, Michigan, if you go to, I'm pretty sure, Georgia and a couple of other states, these people spent, well, let's talk about Newsom in California. He sent one payment of $500 million to the Chinese for supplies to fight COVID-19. And then a little while later, he sent another payment of $500 million. Now, I don't know how big the kickbacks were, but as far as I know, they didn't receive any supplies. Neither did the governor after the governor's actions in Georgia. But this is straight to China and major kickbacks. Now, let's take a look at where in the country we're seeing the pushback against any recognition of China as the issuance of this global pandemic. So what we're looking at is the Biden family, which we know is very, very ingrained in China. We know that for a fact. We know that the pay for play is there. That's not a joke. We know that the money has been received by Hunter Biden. That's not a joke. And I could go on and on and on. Problem with all of this is that nobody is considering that this is as big an issue as coronavirus is, which is a farce. This is as big an issue as lockdowns are. This is a guy who's about to, or he's being rammed down our throats to sit in the White House. Yet the actions he has committed, understanding U.S. constitutional law, disqualifies Joe Biden from ever sitting in the White House. Why is nobody talking about that? These are not guesses about the pay for play in China. They're facts. Remember Hunter Biden's laptop? There's more than that. Remember Bobulinski? Yeah, he was the CEO. He told them everything. But yet we have this guy who's been dealing with and getting money from and selling influence to those who have direct ties not only to the CCP, which runs communist China, but to the military in China. So what we're looking at here is China is every bit as big as any other piece on this chessboard right now. It's freaking huge. But you ain't hearing a lot about that, are you, Barry? Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Trudeau. He's my buddy. You know what Trudeau wanted to do? Yeah, he wants to train the Chinese army to make them better killers.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Don't you love him? I mean, I've never heard of a better idea in my life, ever. And he's got up training at Camp Petawawa in Ontario here. And some of their top generals have been training here and learning our technique. But that's because Justin loves us. We got to be inclusive. We can't be against the Chinese because, you know, they harvest human body parts and they got the most draconian measures in the world against their state.
What about the Uyghurs?
Nothing. You know, there's nothing to worry about there. We want to be like that because China turned their economy around on a dime. Didn't you hear Justin say that? My God.
Right,
but
now, China's
getting their own karma right now. But you know what? I shouldn't say that because, you know, I believe, Roger, the Chinese people are just like you and me. They want freedom. They want a good life. But unfortunately, they're on the most draconian dictatorships in the world right now, and they don't have any freedoms. But they are sure getting pummeled over there with floods, buddy. And we talked about the Three Gorges. Well, I'm watching that all the time. And I'm getting reports on it every day, folks. And, boy, I don't wish it on anybody if that thing ever lets go, Roger. But they are really having problems,
Did you know that there's $2 trillion worth of monies owed to the American people, whether it's American corporations, so on and so forth, that China's refusing to pay? China is right now, their reserves, their cash reserves, and their biggest businesses are all going out of business. China is on an economic downslide that is like, I don't know, one of those amusement parks you drop 100 feet per second slides. Yeah. China is in trouble. They are. And I would tell you right now, when a nation that big gets into that much financial trouble, the biggest mechanism for distracting their people away from their miserable failures, meaning the Communist Party itself, is war.
Here it comes.
Yep. And what have you heard the Chinese say for the last month? Three times they've made an announcement to the general public saying, we've got to prepare for war. We've got to prepare for war on the coronavirus. We've got to prepare for war three times. This is pretty much unprecedented. But the Chinese Communist Party is making their citizenry aware of the fact that war may be a very real prospect in the near future. Why? Because they've failed their people so badly that Toto's got to pull back another curtain so nobody's looking at that miserable failure. In a communist country like China, if Xi gets really, 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 really bad, even worse than he is now, and he's already one of the most biggest failures that country's ever had, this side of Mao, the Communist Party will get rid of him. And he knows that.
Yeah, they've got their shares of problems right now. I forget exactly what the figures in economic damage just from the flooding they've seen this year, but I think it's $1.3 trillion in economic damage done so far. And they're not out of the woods yet by a long shot.
Gorges could still go.
Roger, that one, I've been watching it for about 7 years now, and the reports I'm seeing are not good. That the microquakes that they're experiencing around the outside of the reservoir right now is being caused by an extremely heavy weight load of water. Yep. People don't factor that into their thought process, but it is a real issue with them right now, and that dam was compromised from the day it was built. So I just hope it doesn't happen to those folks. I really don't, because it's going to affect directly 40 million people would be affected, and indirectly 400 million people would be affected within a week. So it's not a good situation. I don't wish it on anybody. Then we look at the earthquake. I don't want to get off subject here, Roger, but boy, that's something I watch all the time here. And what we're seeing in earthquakes right now is just like, whoa, what is going on out there? But a couple things I'm going to pick your brain on. Well, we just seen a big one over in Japan this morning. Everybody that follows these Dutch sense, New World Earth, I think it's called, the USGS, and a couple other sites that I follow are all telling us that be expecting very big earthquake activity in the next couple of days. I believe it's being caused by the pulses of energy that are coming off the sun. I've looked into that quite a bit. What are your thoughts on all this, and what's causing this major uptick in earthquake activity? I don't want to get you off subject, but I know you follow it.
If you stop to consider, the sun is in a very dangerous period. It is. It's spewing out a whole lot of energy. As a matter of fact, this is the most dangerous time for planet Earth. Because if it spits out a nice big chunk of plasma, and that plasma, we just happen to be in the path of that plasma, it will literally wreak havoc all the way up to and including the extermination of humanity. Not a joke. Okay? This is where we sit. And what you have to understand is how small the Earth is, how big space is, and, what are the possibilities or the probabilities? They're pretty close to zero, obviously. We've been here, over a million years, supposedly, and blah, blah, blah. We're still here. The point is, of all the points of danger the sun enters, this is the most critical phase. The sun is very, very active at this point. So, right. Do I believe that it is that it's flexing the Earth? Absolutely. But I also believe, like I said, that this is the point in time where the Earth is the most at danger from a direct strike from the sun.
Mm-hmm. Well, and couple that with, there's lots of things that are causing these upkicks in earthquakes. The Earth, we've been seeing a major upkick here for a while. But what we're seeing now is thousands of microquakes in areas that we know contain large reservoirs of molten lava. There's a couple in the States that I've been looking at, and then I've been studying the Walker Spring fault line. I think that's the one I'm talking about. It's the largest fault going down the coast of California. And if you look at all the earthquakes now, Roger, they're just on a line right from, say, about midway in Mexico right down to Peru, the bottom of Peru. It's just a solid line.
Yep.
Earthquake going off like crazy, folks. So there's something going on. And I kind of watch it all the time. I'm no expert, but I do find it very interesting to see this upkick right now.
I got a question for you, okay?
A question? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to Google it. Go ahead.
Let's start in the 1950s when the first satellites were put into orbit. Let's fast forward to 2020 when there are literally between 25 and 30,000 pieces of either active satellites or space junk up there. Let's talk about the thousands more of 5G satellites that are being put up as we speak. Let's talk about each and every one of them having an active frequency, or a vast majority of them. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to talk to them. You wouldn't be able to get information from them. Let's talk about the entire planet being, I don't know, saturated with radio frequencies and above. Let's talk about the fact that this has never happened in the history of this planet. Let's talk about the fact that we know radio frequencies can disturb inanimate objects. We know this all the way down to an atomic level. Let me ask you a question again. With all of this activity we're seeing, with the massive increase of 5G across this planet, mightn't that have been a trigger point? Might we not be doing to the planet exactly what we wouldn't want to do, but nobody has a clue? If you rain from 30, soon to be 40,000 satellites saturating this planet with radio frequencies or higher, what's the result? Does anybody know? Want to bet it's never been studied? Want to bet nobody's even asked that question before? This is what we're here for. Stop and think about this. We're in a situation right now where we're starting to see, and that's actually been going on for almost 4 years now, that we've seen a higher level of earthquake, just higher than what it usually is, mm-hmm. stepping up above. And when was the initial build out and launch of the 5G mechanism? Now, I'm not saying that's all that's causing it, but it's like anything else. I'm not sick. Oh, today I am sick. Okay. What does it take to trigger everything else that's already sitting there waiting?
Interesting. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And I have nothing to prove that, but it's something that keeps going through my head. Yeah, because I know how this stuff works.
Well, there's nothing that's off the table, really, is there, Roger? I mean, we've said so many times on our shows over the years that the technology they possess is way ahead of what we know. And what we know right now is terrifying. So if we project that 10 years down the road, what do we have? What do you think is causing this massive upkick in floods going on around the planet? Same mechanisms being used? Because we're seeing more 100-year floods around this world right now than we've ever recorded in our history. China has come out this year, Roger, and stated that the floods they're seeing are the worst in their recorded history. Now, how far back those records go, I'm trying to find out. I think it's 1,000 years that they've been in, about 1,000 years of actual recording on flooding events. Yeah. Before that, there was records of it, but actual recording, I think it's 1,000 years that they've been recording it, and this is the highest and the most severe floods they've ever seen in their history. What's going on there, man? That's pretty crazy.
Well, you could say part of it may be due to what we've talked about. Earth changes is what I like to call them, because they are earth changes. But I would also tell you that the U.S. government is probably, or the deep state, I would have to say, and that includes Canada, for what I'm about to say, probably are the most skilled at geoengineering. Probably are the most skilled at driving storms to or away from the most skilled at combining one storm that would have had virtually hardly any impact at all and another storm that would have had even less impact. And you combine the two of them, what you end up with is a hurricane about 1,000 miles off the coast of Florida. Am I joking? I'm absolutely not joking. And anybody who doesn't understand, because if you take a look online, there's actually documents to tell you this. Geoengineering is a weapon of war. Who is our biggest enemy right now? And let me ask you a question. If we had the ability to affect their weather and to keep the rain coming and knew it would cause economic disaster, would those who run this planet be unscrupulous enough to do that? Hell yeah!
Yeah, they're psychopaths. That's the thing that we got to realize, that we're dealing with psychopaths. And it's hard for a normal person to think like a psychopath, but you really got to think like one of them to come up with their game plan. And boy, it's sure coming to fruition right now, but everything they've sat down and thought about for the last 40 years that could be detrimental to the human health, the human being in general, is now coming to the surface and having a major effect on society. This was all thought about years ago. You know that, Roger. This didn't happen overnight. You don't bring down a nation like the United States in a decade or two decades. It takes years of planning to get us to where we are right now. Go ahead.
It's not the United States. The United States, again, and you do have a valid point. The United States had to be the most – it had to be seen in the eyes of the planet as either the first or as the most, I don't know, officious, the most – this is what counts. The United States – it was stated that the United States needed to be brought to her knees before the rest of the world would accept a global governance. And when asked why, the reply was, because if you take the cowboys of the planet down, who's going to step up next? More than likely, nobody. So what we're seeing is the beginning of the plan. But if you take a look around the planet, yeah, the rest of you are pretty much locked up into your homes. Your government's pretty much, you know, dictatorial on your butt. You get your head caved in if you go to the local store without their permission. The United States is in the crosshairs because we need to go down for the rest. This is their thinking, not mine. For the rest of the world to say, well, you know what? If that happened to them, okay, what do you need us to do? I'm dead serious.
Yeah,
this is
exactly
what's happening. This is exactly what's happening. The only thing they haven't, and maybe they did realize it, but they didn't count on it enough, is the 350 to 500 million guns. And again, more than both the communist Chinese army and the Russian army combined, just their guns, are in American hands. Americans are waking up at a pace, and Canadians at a pace I've never seen in my life. And they're pissed. And they have more guns than the two other superpowers on the planet combined. This is not going to be good if they push it to that point. America has been through a revolution for freedom. And nowadays, one of the biggest things I'm hearing from everybody is, are we in for another 1776?
Well, it's a very, very real possibility if they read the Insurrection Act and martial law is declared. Unfortunately, I think you'll see a civil war, and I hope it doesn't get to that point, Roger, because there will be a lot of people dead. Whether that is necessary at this point, I don't have the absolute answer for that, but I see it going in that direction. I know that General Flynn, and I was given some information that I'm going to find out if it's true, but apparently they had a top-notch meeting in Washington today, Flynn and a few other the big players about the Insurrection Act. That came to me earlier today. I'm trying to find out if it's true, but there's something
else that came to my attention.
Okay, go ahead.
A little bit more detail. It's not what you said is wrong. It's just that some very, very high and well-placed generals and Trump legal staff, and, of course, the Secretary of Defense, were tucked together in the Oval Office to discuss. Now, let's talk about the Insurrection Act, because this is exactly what most of this would be about. Let's talk about anybody stating that what Trump, if Trump actually falls back on that, that he is basically doing something traitorous, so on and so forth. Absolutely not. The proof is unequivocal. The proof is absolutely there. It may be that every state is doing everything they can to keep these things from getting into any court, most of which these judges were appointed by the Obama administrations. So if you stop to consider that each and everything that is happening in the states right now is basically going against their entire population. Mm. Everything that's happening in the United States right now via the Joe Biden election is going against a preponderance of the American people. Now, how can I say that? Because there's more Democrats registered in this country than there are Republicans. Well, it has been stated that between 94 and 96% of Republicans support Trump, as far as believing that this election was illegally stolen. Between 30 and 36% of the Democrats believe that too. If you add those two numbers up, that tells you a preponderance of Americans realize they've been ripped off. That's what the Insurrection Act is for.
Of course. Exactly
what it's for.
Well, you know, it comes down to, correct me if I'm wrong, but Donald Trump's responsibility as president of the United States is to protect the Constitution in all forms. And the bottom line here is that you have a coup going on in the United States of America, whether they elect Trump or not. And I know a lot of my listeners hate the guy. They all have their opinions. I respect everybody's opinion about people. But at this point, I don't see any other option. If somebody out there that's listening to this show right now has another answer to this particular problem we have right now in our face that we have to address, if we don't address it, we're going to lose it all. And if somebody out there has an answer, I would love to hear from you, Roger, because I get everybody, you know, I mean, like I said, people are entitled to their opinions. But at this point, I don't have any other answers but what is in front of us right now at this particular point in history. This is a turning point in history. There is no tomorrow if this goes forward and Biden is allowed. That being said, I honestly do not believe for one second that he will be allowed to be inaugurated as president of the United States of America. I don't believe that would be allowed to happen. I believe the Insurrection Act will be the last resort they go to if they can't settle this in courts. I also heard that Arizona is going to verify their forensic audit. Is that true?
Yeah.
On Tuesday? Okay, and I also heard today that Georgia is calling now for a verification, all signatures on ballots.
All signatures on ballots.
That came through today. So you know what, and you know what I know, Roger, if those two events happen in the next week, the House of Cards is going to crumble like
it already has.
It's crumbling now, but the public, what I'm talking about is the public's perception. This is being held back by the media. Of course, we know all about what they're doing, who they're involved with. We don't have to go down those rabbit holes, but the public isn't fully aware of this yet. But this is going to come and it blindside the American public. It's going to blindside them. And of course, they're going to turn it around on Trump and try and tell the American public through the media giants that he's attempting a coup. So we are going to
see attempt a coup against yourself. Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but they have the control of the media. We got to remember that, Roger. Such a powerful tool. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Where? I mean, you just started the whole show over again. Look, what most people don't understand is that what we are looking at is somebody stepping into the office that one was not elected, without absolute fraud. He would never have been elected. That's one. Number two, there is proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that he engaged in pay for play between the Ukraine and his son and between China and his son. Okay, which also disqualifies him. All right. Now, literally, stop and think about what I just said. Literally, that disqualifies him. Okay, now you've got the guy who supposedly runs the lead judge on the Supreme Court of the United States talking, and he's a conservative, talking to another judge on the court who is a liberal, and this is a matter of record now, stating that they have to do whatever they can to ensure that Trump doesn't get reelected. Yep. When you have two members of the Supreme Court discussing this, okay, that's sedition.
That's the deep end sedition. Yes, it is.
And I can go on. What we are looking at right now is two, maybe three mechanisms that are absolute paths to victory for Trump. Now, the only way these don't work is if the military doesn't back him up. But hold on a minute. They canceled military briefings for the Biden team. Yes, and a few hours after that, a couple of big name generals and the Trump defense team meet with Trump at the White House. I got to tell you something. I'm not stupid, and I didn't flunk math. 1 and 1 equals 2. Right now, what's going on in this country is we have not only a president, but we have a superstructure behind him that I feel he's put together that has some confidence. He got rid of a bunch of people. Last year on the defense. These were people who advised the defense industry. He got rid of half a dozen of them because basically these were people who supported everything that we're facing at this point. Trump has been preparing for exactly this. In 2018, he made an executive order about election fraud with foreign nation involvement. We know for a fact that our votes went to Germany. We know for a fact that our votes went to Spain. We know for a fact that they were manipulated. We know for it, and we could go on and on. We've got the intel chief stepping up the day before yesterday to say there is unconditional proof that Iran, Russia, and China, because of the, I don't know, the weak spots in, the programmed in weak spots in the Dominion machines, did in fact have an influence on the U.S. election. So all of this, if you put it all together, anybody in their right mind who knows what I just told you realizes that via the Constitution, Joe Biden is not qualified to sit in the White House. But is MSNBC telling you that? Is CBS telling you that? Is ABC telling you that? No. Who's telling you that? The big puzzle. That's who's telling you.
Amy Barrett, her background, I've been looking into it. And some stuff was brought to my attention, Roger, that really kind of knocked me off my seat. Do you know anything about her background and who she actually is and where her possible connections to the Biden family are? Because information was brought to me about that, and I'm just trying to find out about it. Have you heard anything about that at all?
What have you heard? Because the thing I know would be dependent on what you know.
Well, I don't ever talk about something unless I can verify it.
Just a couple
very reliable sources. I consider them pretty reliable. Send me information about Amy Barrett and her actual background and how she's tied to Joe Biden, how her ages match the births of individuals and people disappearing at that time. I haven't looked into it all, but it's some of it really has some merit to it. I'm going to look into it, but it was brought to my attention today. I found it pretty interesting. We've only got about 4 minutes left here, Roger, so I'll get you a hit on that, and then I'm going to have to let you go again, buddy. Sorry.
I would tell you that I would probably take that with a grain of salt and then kick the grain of salt out. The reason why I'm saying that is because I got a message from somebody yesterday saying that Trump had basically declared martial law and that Joe Biden was forced to surrender his
And I just ignore those.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, this pretty much smells along the same line. Hold on. I'm almost done. If you stop and think that before Trump puts his name on the line recommending anybody and then fighting like that for them, they did a whole hell of a lot of digging.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to give it any more time at all, Roger. It's just it came from some people that I consider reliable, and I know there's a lot of bullcrap going on out there right now. Other links that have been sent to me, I totally ignore.
It may be true, but I've never heard anything along that line at all.
Okay, well, let's just leave that at that for now. But look, okay. We have about a minute left here, Roger. You know what? I really look forward to my chats with you, and I've enjoyed this one today, as always. And I want you to get back here real soon. I know you always say yes, so I don't have to book it. But anyways, real quickly, share with people where they can find you, Roger, who you are and what you represent, and I'm going to have to let you go, bud.
Okay. Well, I got a gazillion things to do, and that's half of what I had to do yesterday. I am the founder and managing director of the Liberty Beacon Project. The flagship is thelibertybeacon.com. When you go there, just look up at the top. You'll see a banner with our sites on it. Click on it. You'll have access to our site in the UK, our site in France. We have them all over the planet. So anyway, this is about eradicating programmed ignorance. This is about getting you the truth. And I thank you for the platform, Barry. It's always good to chat with you.
You always have a platform here, my friend. Okay, guys, I'll be back in about 4 minutes. I was supposed to have Kellyanne Wolf coming in, but nobody's heard from her today, so I don't know what's going on with her. And, of course, my producer has been gracious enough to step in and fill the hour if that's what's necessary. I'll be back in 3 minutes.